Ryan Hastings, Dan Apple, welcome.
Good to see you again.
Thanks.
You two are tracking Fort Wayne legends for your newest documentary, American Mullet: Legend of the Silver Fox. What approach are you taking?
Going into this documentary, I really wanted to not know a ton about the Mullet Man. I wanted to learn his story as we uncovered the mystery. There's plenty of legend going around, plenty of misinformation circulating on the internet, and it's been interesting to separate fact from fiction.
Now, who else is on your list of usual and maybe not so usual suspects?
Well, we just briefly wanted to provide historical context in this documentary, so we'll start out with Chief Little Turtle, we'll work our way through Johnny Appleseed, General Matt Anthony, and then we'll start to get into more contemporary legends like Disco Harry, and eventually we'll work our way back into the 80s where Patrick comes into play.
And that would be Mullet Man.
Patrick is the Mullet Man.
And who are you speaking with on these legends?
We're speaking with a lot of different interviewees, people that would be in the know on some of the past legends of Fort Wayne. A lot of family members are involved too, especially with the Fort Wayne Mullet Man. So try to get as much in-depth with the information that we can get.
Okay, and it's a legitimate documentary. I certainly get that with a lot of fun thrown in for good measure. Your target market, who is it?
I really see our target market, and this is going from the demographics that have followed him on Facebook, it ranging anywhere from, 21 years of age up to 65, 70 years of age. And quite honestly, it's really broken down 50-50 gender-wise, male and female, that follow the page as well. So we got a really wide scope of interest there.
That's very, very interesting. So he is already well known to his constituency.
Very well so, yes.
What is he at? 6,000 followers on Facebook?
Almost,
now?
Yeah. We're about 14 shy of 6,000 followers.
And if I guess correctly, a big part of this project is the whole storytelling of it. Am I right there?
Yes, ma'am.
Why is that so important to everyone right now, especially your generation, do you think?
Well, Fort Wayne is all about attracting local talent, and we need to keep them. We need to attain that talent. And part of that is providing a narrative that they can be part of. Already, we have the genealogy center downtown that draws people from all over the country, and it's no different with the community. You know, whether it's an individual researching their family's ancestry or a community coming together and discussing all of their local folk heroes, that's something that people want to take part in. And I think the Mullet Man, the American Mullet documentary, will show that.
Absolutely.
That's a great point, Ryan. And let's talk about how you're going to be telling your story. What are the methods in madness in play?
Part of this will be a straight documentary, and then we're going to get a little bit more unorthodox with some fictional reenactments. We've cast Scott Hess to play the childhood version of the Mullet Man. I wanted to pick someone specifically that had a heavy 5 o'clock shadow to play this role.
Playing a youth?
Yeah, he'll play a youth all the way up until present day. So that will consist of diapers, facial hair, different prosthetics, different lengths in the mullet, different colors in the mullet. We'd like to add a humorous spin to this, and we'll change his look as people's descriptions get different.
And so you're giving new finesse, if not whole new meaning, to the term docudrama.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, getting back to your Mullet Man, this weekend's live filming is a slice of his life. Would you tell us about that, Dan?
The event this weekend is going to really bring this whole film together, being the climax of it, kind of showing how this one gentleman kind of brings so many people together.
And it all is under the heading of a surprise birthday
Correct.
Party.
Correct. Yes, it's going to be a surprise birthday party. He is not on social media. Pretty sure he's got a flip phone, so it's not like he's cruising the internet on his phone.
So we think we're not doing a spoiler right here.
No.
Patrick, no. If you're listening, please stop listening.
Go ahead and tell us about this Friday evening.
The party actually starts at 7:30. That's when Patrick arrives, so everybody will get there a little bit early. It's going to be at the Corner Pocket. We're going to have a live band. The Illegals are going to be out there. Ryan actually worked with a local musician to come up with a Mullet Man theme song, which will be part of the documentary. We're also going to have an unveiling of his birthday present, which you're not going to want to miss. And we're also going to have fun activities. We've got a photo backdrop so you can take pictures. We're going to have a photographer there, two or three film crews filming for it. and a whole bunch of merch as well. Koozies and shirts you can purchase to help fund this.
That's fantastic. And you really do hope that a lot of people show up for this to literally be part of the film, which is so important.
Yes.
Exactly. This is an event that I hope will show off the diversity in Fort Wayne and how many people come together just because of a legendary haircut.
And something fun to be a part of the whole thing. Yes, I certainly understand that. What drives your passion for this kind of format, especially this up-close and personal kind of documentary?
Well, I really like true stories, and I think that, historically speaking, we don't give our legends enough credit while they are still around to appreciate that, and we just wanted to come together and put something out there for people to see that pays tribute to someone while they can still enjoy the fame.
Yeah, and the other aspect on my end is it's not just to be entertainment. It will be entertaining, I can guarantee that. But, you know, it's educational as well. Mm-hmm. We hope the viewers kind of learn something about themselves through the entire process. So for us, being able to do that in live time, on nights and weekends, going out there and filming and learning as we progress, we are just real excited about getting that up on the screen.
And good for you. Good for the whole community as well, because this just sounds like a wonderful project. And, okay, Bar Legends. Now, that's a pop culture topic and a good old folkloric custom all at the same time. How do you make this pivotal character work for you and your story in both of those aspects?
Well, throughout the history of our country, I mean, down to our forefathers, you know, Ben Franklin was a bar legend.
Indeed. Everybody except maybe Johnny Appleseed, who was a teetotaler, but who still made hard cider. Yes, as a matter of fact.
Right. So in order to make this into a documentary that's going to keep people around for more than just, oh, this guy's got a funny haircut, or, oh, this guy really likes Coors Light.
With a napkin.
What really ties all of this together is the fact that Patrick does what he wants. He is who he is. He doesn't try to be anyone else. He's not growing a mullet to impress anyone. It's just what he likes. And I think that's a lesson that every single person watching it can relate to.
Absolutely. His carefree attitude on life in general is what really draws me to it. And quite frankly, a lot of people.
And it sounds like you've got really a good handle on how to capture it and put it on film, which is the trick. So what's your target date and market once you get it done?
Well, our target date is hopefully in June of 2019, around the time of Hobnobbing.
That's our goal
is to premiere there. In the last 3 years, every single film I've ever done has premiered there. Okay. So I'd like to, you know, attempt to continue that tradition.
Yes, it's a great one to continue, and that's a great festival. This is a great story you're telling, too, so it makes sense that you'd want to do it there.
Yeah, and beyond that, I hope this is something that will be part of the folklore forever, and it will be something that bridges the gap between generations, because, you know, people my parents and grandparents' generation know who the Mullet Man is. They know who Disco Harry is, and I think it's an important talking point for, you know, generations to mesh.
I totally agree, and that's the stuff folktales are made of. So you've been working on this about 9 months now. Any surprises along the way?
Oh, yes.
Should we start with the status of his love life?
Any we could talk about right now?
Yeah, dude, we have had some bombshells on film. Of course, we can't discuss those at the moment, but there's been things that have come to light.
By your interviewees?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And so all we have to do is watch the film and we will know about this.
Yes.
About 15 interviews deep, we had gotten the same story about a particular character in Patrick's life that was believed to be no longer alive. And we met up with Patrick's nephew and we found out that person is in fact still alive and living in the area. So that's our
next
mission to hunt that person down.
That's great. And say no more. But we look forward to hearing about it by the time this film is put together. And meanwhile, where are you likely to be headed next project-wise?
Well, Dan and I have been working on quite a few commercials together. That's kind of our little side business that we've come together on. And John Henry Slade, who was in Calamity and A Comedy of Errors, our previous comedic projects, is making his dramatic debut as a traumatized paramedic in a short film called Milo.
That sounds intriguing, as always. And when might that be ready?
Same time.
Okay, so we have a lot of Hobnobbing to do. Looking forward to all of that. And I know you've got a lot of work to get back to, and in fact, a birthday party you're planning this Friday. So last question before I let you go. What kind of a deeper, more meaningful message is lurking there amid all the merriment and hearty laughs that I know are part of this film?
Sure. We live in a society that's driven by keeping up with the Joneses and trying to look the best that we can. And Patrick just loves life in general. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. And I think that is a large driving force for me personally. And I think for a lot of the people working on the project, to kind of convey that message to Fort Wayne and society in general, that just be who you are. Stop trying to be something that you're not. Just be who you are and enjoy your mullet. Enjoy your apartment you lived in for 40 years. You know, enjoy life in general and quit worrying so much.
Good point, Dan.
And this is a man that, by all accounts, is respectful. He doesn't get blasted when he goes out to the bars. He's out there for good conversation. He's always open to discussion. And
loves
that's something.
Talking to people.
So he is a connector.
Exactly. And I think in this day and age, with our political environment, that's something that both ends of the political spectrum can do together. It doesn't matter if you're on the right or on the left. There is always common ground to be found. And Patrick represents that.
Ryan Hastings of Gunslinger Motion Pictures is director, and Dan Apple, producer of American Mullet, Legend of the Silver Fox. Ryan, Dan, thank you for sharing your story with us today, and keep those local legends alive.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Julia.